Have you ever been blindsided and ended up in an automobile accident? Today on Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis, she discusses how easy it is to have blind spots, not only in our driving, but in our spiritual lives. We're not believing in God, rejecting the life-giving message of Jesus, and closing our eyes to the truth in the Bible can have dire consequences. Here's Dr. Davis, the blind spots we overlook.
When you read the newspaper, you need a Bible next to it. The newspaper tells you what is happening, and the Bible tells you what it means. I have been doing that over the last few months and have been pressed to sound the alarm and the call to righteousness for the church and for the lost. While sitting in my church a few Sundays ago, the Holy Spirit spoke to me about blind spots in my own life, and I would like to share this message as I think a lot of us can learn from each other's experiences. When I hear the word blind spot, I automatically think of my blind spot and driving a car. By definition, a blind spot is the area around the vehicle that cannot be directly observed by the driver. When the driver solely relies on the side mirrors, a blind spot is created. The purpose of the rear view angle mirror is to help the driver to see around the car. How often do you angle your rear view mirror to see around the car? Most drivers only use it for what is behind them, not what is on either side of them. When I travel I-95 to work, often I rely solely on my mirrors in the car. There is a blind spot that is created. In order to make sure I don't miss the blind spot, I have to turn my head to ensure that there is not a car in the blind spot when I attempt to change lanes. When changing lanes and you discard the blind spot and there is a vehicle in the blind spot, a car accident can occur. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, there are nearly 840,000 blind spot accidents each year in the U.S., resulting in 300 fatalities. That is partly due to individuals not adjusting their mirrors properly or not properly checking their blind spots before changing lanes. Blind spots are of critical importance when it comes to driving safely and preventing accidents. Oftentimes, safety checks like adjusting mirrors and turning your head to see the blind spot can change the outcome of a potential life or death situation. As I have said before, as it is in the natural, so it is in the supernatural. Blind spots can occur in the spiritual realm also, and they are the difference between eternal life and death, just like in the physical realm. Another definition for blind spot, according to the Macmillan Dictionary, is a subject that you do not understand well. Often because you do not want to know the truth or admit the truth about it. I feel impressed to say today that Jesus is a blind spot to many Americans. The absolute truth of the Bible is a blind spot to many Christians even. How do you know that? I'm so glad that you asked me. If the absolute truth of the Word of God was not a blind spot, this nation would not be one-third no religion, one-third Catholic, and one-third Christian. The church's decisions would look very different than they do today. The last 20 years of this nation's history would look very different than it does today. The root of this is the rejection of the truth or the ignorance to the Word of God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14, the Bible says, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath life with darkness?" I'm Dr. Cheryl Davis.
Blind spots in our driving can have devastating consequences. They can result in serious injuries or even death. But so can spiritual blindness when we are unable to see God's greatness or understand the message of His Word. It can be like driving a car with broken mirrors where you are unable to see other vehicles around you. The same is true if you have blocked out the truth of God's existence, rejected Jesus Christ, and refused to believe in His Word, the Bible. If this is true of you, then you have been blindsided by humanistic thinking, believing there is no God, no Jesus Christ, no devil, and the Bible is only a myth. Today can be the beginning of a new life in Jesus, where you can know the truth and experience the goodness of God. If you need spiritual help, Dr. Davis is available. You can reach her by email at CherylDavis@ProjectTruthMatters.com or connect with her on Facebook at Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a production of The Truth Project.